When a major employer closes shop, it can leave a big hole in a community. Not only are jobs lost, but there may be a physical impact as well. Manufacturers can leave behind buildings that are out of date, along with contaminated land. It can take decades to reuse such sites. But there's a different story underway in Oak Creek, the sprawling suburb south of Mitchell Airport. As WUWM reports, leaders there believe the city is turning a major loss into a treasure. Picture a huge property, larger than the Summerfest grounds, that's fallen out of use right in the heart of town. That's what happened in Oak Creek in 2008 when the former Delphi plant closed. In its heyday, the enormous factory on the corner of Howell and Drexel employed more than 6,000 people.
We had a million square foot building that was used by Delco, General Motors. It served many purposes. It made catalytic converters in some of its lifespan. It made parts for the aerospace, NASA. But that was done and the building was vacant.
Mayor Steve Scafidi says it was time to make way for something new.
We had the opportunity to take the building down at no cost in exchange for the recycled materials. We did that.
People began sharing ideas for the site. After much debate, what stuck was the concept of creating a main street, something Oak Creek never had.
You're looking at the public square. This is kind of the centerpiece of the public area.
Scafidi took me on a driving tour of what's now known as Drexel Town Square.
There's kind of an oval here where we'll be able to stage shows and have outdoor concerts, public things that the public are interested in.
We pass by the new City Hall and library. Both are open. Scafidi points out other buildings still under construction. They'll house retail and restaurants, including Bel Air Cantina.
There are outdoor spaces right in front of us, right on the square. So I can imagine a year from now, not in the wintertime, but in the warmer months, where people can actually go out and have a drink and eat and be able to kind of take in the whole Drexel Town Square experience.
We then drive to an outer ring of the development. It includes a Myers store and a Water Street brewery. They were the first commercial buildings to open on the old Delphi land. Scafidi says almost all of it has been sold.
There's two sites up here that aren't developed currently. One of them just changed hands. The property was sold last 2 weeks ago. Is the site of a new hotel, 108-room hotel, and it's a Hyatt property. That'll start construction in the spring.
For this very large site to be activated, you have to have people that live there.
That's Matt Rinka of Rinka Chung Architecture. It's the master plan architect for Drexel Town Square and designer of three apartment complexes on the site. When they're completed, they'll provide more than 500 units.
Emerald Row, as well as the Forge and Flare apartments on Main Street, are going to be key to having residents that are there 24/7, live there, shop there, take their families or friends to the town square.
Rinka says instead of having a suburban feel, the Emerald Row apartments are meant to give the vibe of a boutique hotel. He shows me a 3D rendering of the main entrance.
There's a kind of a lounge space, a fireplace, a community room right on the main lobby space.
The apartments are much pricier than most others in the community. That doesn't appear to be scaring off residents. They're signing leases quickly. Mayor Scafidi believes the Drexel Town Square development marks a turning point for Oak Creek. Instead of shaking its head about the loss of a big employer, the city is breathing new life into the abandoned expanse.
Cities can recreate themselves, and this is our opportunity to do that.
Yet not every community can pull off a renewal on this scale. Tuesday, we'll report on how Oak Creek has been able to orchestrate its new city center. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.